All three trout populations face other threats too.
If you have all those other threats like angling pressure and fragmentation and habitat loss on top of warming waters, that really makes it hard for these species to exist.
So Kissinger is mapping water temperatures in Alberta's streams to better understand how the trout's habitat is changing. He says it's important to protect streamside vegetation and the remaining stretches of cold water,
because those might be crucial refuges for these cold water species as we move into a warming future.
So Kissinger's research could help these trout survive even as the climate continues to warm. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
Broadcasting to you live from Burnaby Mountain, BC, we are CJSF 90.1 FM, and we are diverse, independent, and yours.
What is your name, please?
Danny Fisher.
Hello, Danny. How long have you been in the Stop Shopping Choir for?
5 or 6 weeks.
And what made you want to join the Stop Shopping Choir?
The movement, the message, the charisma of everybody involved, the kindness. And Billy called me about every day for 2 weeks.
And what do you do when you're not in the choir?
A little elder care, a little babysitting, a little dog walking, you know, little after school, lots of care gigs.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and some activism.
I love it. And what's your favorite karaoke song?
What You Won't Do For Love, Bobby Caldwell.
Oh, very nice. Thank you, Danny.
to Earth. Beautiful Earth. You're right here, nearby somewhere. I can feel you. We just got some pavement here. Some concrete. Gotta blow all the walls down like a storm. Like a 65 car. Out of the traffic jam. Out of the suburban sprawl. Out of the toxins in the air. We're gonna take that journey, you and me. Take that time. Get the map. Got the map? Oh, it's inside us. We forgot that. Now we remember. The Earth gave us the map. Thank you, Earth. Yeah. We'll be singing beautiful Earth until you guided us, and now we promise you we'll shout. In the streets. Beautiful Earth. We'll do everything we gotta do. We'll risk arrest, go to jail, teach your children, tear down the refinery with our bare hands. Change in the time of extinction. Extinction demands revolution.
Yes, it does.
Oh, yeah. You showed us the way. And now we're walking on that alpine meadow. Walking in the wetlands across the long grass prairie. Across the coral reef, climbing the mountain, floating down the river, to the valley, beautiful Earth, beautiful Earth, thank you for showing us the way, thank you. Beautiful Earth.
We dress up like extinct animals and sing in a bank and get arrested and go to jail and try to sleep. Then we come home and sleep and get up and dress like extinct animals and get on the subway to another bank where we meet the Stop Shopping singers, go into the lobby and sing and hand out the investment information and then get handcuffed and go to jail. Or maybe just the precinct house for a few hours, but maybe the Tombs. City jail, up to 3 days and nights, face the judge again, make some promise or another, go home and get ready to go banking. We shower and then study bank investments and then call other shopping stoppers. And can you believe UBS is bankrolling that Aussie coal? And more extinction reports. And then we dress up like another threatened kind of life and go sing in bank lobbies and parking lots and drive through teller windows and bank-sponsored art events and preach inside the circle of faces who are loathing us or giggling or stunned with thought. And we hand out information on earth crimes that happen from their money and get arrested and handcuffed and go to jail. Or maybe just get a warning. In which case we do more research after returning home, where we love our loved ones and eat and drink, read and wash and do laundry and put off the bills, and we're exhausted. So we fall asleep and dream of rainforests and prairies and coral reefs. And then we wake up and then we dress up like extinct animals and get on that subway and meet the other singers who are wearing giant heads of the long-gone golden toads. Or maybe they're covered with threatened honeybees. And off we go to the bank, broke but laughing, all the way to the bank to sing Earth-a-Loo-ya.
Shade through the doors, because you walk by me and I walk by you. Every
one we've ever loved is walking by too. Because the air around you moves like light, I gather the four walls and fall with the night. Because the hours were ours, time carries the part. Our quiet wildness is the beat of my heart. Because the rest of my life is flying by yours.
There is a river. News from the Natural World. I'm Savitri D. 9 in 10 Pennsylvanians support stricter regulations on the fracking industry, while 42% would support an outright ban on fracking, according to a new poll. During a U.S. presidential election cycle where it's been assumed that presidential candidates must be pro-fracking to win votes in the swing state of Pennsylvania, these results highlight that Pennsylvania voters have a more nuanced view of the industry. Gaza's buildings contain asbestos, which becomes dangerous when dispersed in the air during bombing raids. Gaza's crowded conditions make it nearly impossible for residents to avoid exposure or seek safety from asbestos particles. Experts predict a rise in asbestos-related cancers, similar to health impacts observed after 9/11 in New York. More than 550 men in a North Carolina prison were left trapped in flooded cells without lights, running water, or contact with the outside world for 5 days following Hurricane Helene. Inmates at Mountain View Correctional Institution in North Carolina lived in flooded cells without flushing toilets from September 27th to October 2nd. Prisoners were forced to defecate in plastic bags and reported receiving minimal food and water, while power outages left them in the dark. Family members expressed anger at the slow and confusing evacuation process, particularly as neighboring prisons were relocated much earlier. Microbiologists found that showerheads and toothbrushes are teeming with an extremely diverse collection of viruses, most of which have never been seen before. Although this might sound ominous, the good news is these viruses don't target humans, they target bacteria. The microorganisms collected in the study are bacteriophage, or phage, a type of virus that infects and replicates inside of bacteria. Although researchers know little about them, phage recently have garnered attention for their potential use in treating antibiotic-resistant bacterial infections. And the previously unknown viruses lurking in our bathrooms could become a treasure trove of materials for exploring those applications. Researchers used DNA sequencing to examine the viruses living on the samples. They found more than 600 different viruses, and no two samples were alike. A massive black hole has torn apart one star and is now using that stellar wreckage to pummel another star that used to be in the clear. In 2019, astronomers witnessed the signal of a star that got too close to a black hole and was destroyed by the black hole's gravitational forces. Once shredded, the star's remains form a disk that circles around the black hole like a type of stellar graveyard. And over a few years, this disk has expanded outward and is now directly in the path of another star, orbiting the massive black hole at a previously safe distance. This orbiting star is now repeatedly crashing through the debris disk about once every 48 hours as it circles. When it does, the collision causes tremendous bursts of X-rays. Wildlife vehicle collisions increase 45.8% during a full moon. Kentaro Leo, a former Texas A&M student, collected 10 years of collision data in Texas to compare full moon nights with new moon nights and their corresponding wildlife vehicle collisions. Non-wildlife collisions in the same time periods showed no significant differences, but wildlife collisions showed a remarkable 45.8% increase. The study highlights the importance of increased driver caution, especially on moonlit nights. Last year, the world's rivers had their driest year in at least 3 decades, according to a new UN report, which warns that heat and drought are sapping vital waterways. Warming is fueling both heavier rainfall and more intense drought globally. As the planet heats up, we are facing growing problems of either too much or too little water, said Celeste Saulo, Secretary General of the UN World Meteorological Organization, which authored the new report. In 2023, the hottest year on record, the Mississippi River and Amazon River basins were at all-time lows, while the Ganges, Brahmaputra, and Mekong rivers, which all have their headwaters in the Himalayas, were also unusually dry. Across nearly half the globe, rivers were drier than normal. Last year also saw severe heat shrink glaciers that are a crucial source of meltwater. Glaciers worldwide lost more ice in 2023 than they have in at least five decades, with glaciers in Europe and North America hit particularly hard. Male mice de-escalate aggressive encounters by running over to a female mouse to distract the aggressive male mouse. This appears to be a classic bait and switch tactic, as the aggressive male mouse typically followed the other male, but then interacted with the female mouse instead of continuing the aggressive encounter. Some other tactics, even if they avoided aggression for a moment, would then escalate to full fights. However, researchers found this was not the case after the bait and switch. After this tactic was used, fights rarely occurred. The male mice often remained further apart from each other, with the aggressive mouse continuing to interact with the female mouse. Bat mortality rates from white nose syndrome, a fungus, are averaging above 70% in the U.S. since the disease was first detected in 2006. Insect-eating bats keep crop pest numbers in check, and farmers are increasingly forced to compensate by turning to chemical solutions to protect crops from insects. A new study addresses both the economic and health costs of this shift, comparing the impacts of pesticide use in counties where white nose syndrome caused mass bat die-offs with counties that were seemingly unaffected. Counties affected by bat die-offs increased pesticide use by around 31%. Meanwhile, crop sales revenue dropped by nearly 29%. Observational research estimates the combined cost to farmers in communities affected by bat die-offs was $26.9 billion between 2006 and 2017. And in those same counties, infant mortality rates due to internal causes of death rose by 8%. That translates to around 1,334 additional infant deaths, which could be a result of the increased use of pesticides in white nose syndrome affected counties. Air pollution has now been linked to an increase in the frequency of lightning in thunderstorms. Researchers looked at data from more than 500,000 thunderstorms across Washington, D.C. and Kansas City over the course of 12 years, finding that having more fine particles in the air, or aerosols, is broadly linked to a higher number of lightning strikes. Pollution acts as cloud nuclei. It gets brought into the cloud through the updraft. The updraft and downdraft then separate the pollution particles, which divides the electrical charges in the cloud and leads to more lightning production. While more particles generally means more lightning, according to the data, there comes a point where having too many particles in the air actually seems to reduce the amount of lightning, perhaps due to a loss of energy inside the storm. And now, the sounds of extinction. Human birth rates. It is now possible global population could peak much earlier than expected, topping 10 billion in the 2060s. Then it would begin to fall. This is an extraordinary change. It was only 10 years ago demographers were forecasting human numbers could reach as high as 12.3 billion, up from around 8 billion today. In wealthier countries, it's already happening. Japan's population is falling sharply, with a net loss of 100 people every hour. In Europe, America, and East Asia, fertility rates have fallen sharply. Many middle or lower income countries are about to drop too. By the end of the century, China is projected to have two-thirds fewer people than today's 1.4 billion. The sudden drop is due to the long tail of the one-child policy, which ended in 2016, too late to avert the fall. Japan was once the world's 11th most populated country, but is expected to have before the end of the century. By 2100, the world is expected to have only six countries where births outweigh deaths: Samoa, Somalia, Tonga, Niger, Chad, and Tajikistan. The other 97% of nations are projected to have fertility rates below replacement levels, roughly 2.1 children per woman. And hear the sound of a baby human.
If you can't, if you see something, say something. If I see something, I'm gonna say something. See it? And then go say, talk about it. I see something, say something. But if I can't see something, if I can't see that piece of luggage all by itself, or what that ticking luggage, if I can't find it, I can't see it. It's been years since 9/11. I've not been able to. If you can't see something, say something. If you can't feel something, touch something. If you can't say something, see something. If you can't touch something, feel something. See, say. Well, if I can't see something, I'm gonna shout. If you can't help something, love something. If you can't change something, stop something. If I can't love something, love something. If I can't love something, help something. If I can't stop something, change something. See, say. I can't love, I'm gonna sing. Oh yeah, amen. Can't hold something, heal something. If you can't grow something, need something. If you can't heal something, hold something. If you can't need something, grow something. Saying, if I can't heal something,